On today's insights, creating your 2021 content plan. Is there anything left to talk about? If one more platform creates stories, I might actually lose it. And how can you show your team you're thankful for them this holiday season? Insights is brought to you by Haley Marketing. Do you ever wish you had an easier way to sell your staffing services? Do you wish more qualified candidates would apply to your jobs? It's time to stop wishing and start doing. Let Haley Marketing create a roadmap for your company. We'll talk with you about your goals, determine the best marketing strategies for your business, and then give you an outline of everything you need to do to succeed in this market. And the best part, it's completely free. If you'd like a marketing roadmap for your staffing company, give us a call at 888-696-2900 or email us at info@haleymarketing.com. This is Insights.
Welcome to Insights, tips and best practices from the insiders at Haley Marketing. Insights will provide you with the tools you need to master your social media, digital marketing, and employer branding. Your hosts for Insights are Brad Biley and Matt Lozar.
What's up? This is Brad Biley, and welcome back to another episode of Insights, the podcast built to help you with your digital and recruitment marketing. As always, I'm joined by Haley Marketing's Director of Recruitment Marketing. He's Matt Lozar. Matt, happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Hey, Brad. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. We made it to our major holiday, and we just want to thank our listeners as well as also tell everyone to stay safe out there.
It's been a heck of a year, Matt. Still a ton to be thankful for. Super grateful for this episode of the podcast. Grateful for the opportunity to share our thoughts on a couple key takes here, man. I'm going to be honest. There's some that I'm not looking forward to segment two. Is it as easy as that? I'm really not.
Yeah. When we went over the show topics, I knew you would be fired up about segment two. So that'll be exciting. And I'm looking forward to it.
All right, man. Let's get to the show. Creating your 2021 content plan. Matt, is there anything left to talk about when we think about content marketing in staffing and recruiting? Has every blog article been written already, or can we actually create value in content marketing in 2021?
We can definitely create value. It might be difficult, but we need to be smart with our topics and really go back to a lot of the tried and true principles of Insights here with the content your audience really wants to consume and engage with. And the challenge would be not to be lazy with that content. It's because even when the pandemic started in March and April, I feel like it was about May, June, that content popularity started to decrease. People had fatigue of it. So we need to be very mindful of those topics to know what our audience wants to engage with.
Yeah, when you think about content marketing in 2021, yes, there are still topics to talk about. Has the internet exhausted every single question that is in staffing and recruiting? The answer is no. And even if your competitors, even if leading blogs, Inc., Forbes, Entrepreneur, they've tackled questions that you want to tackle on your blog, that's okay. We can create content that is similar to what other companies have put out. We can create content around topics that other people are talking about. Matt, you think about sports and you think about a site like ESPN, right? They're talking about key highlights just like other sites are talking about key highlights, but it's how they provide their take on that key highlight, how they provide their take on a team or a play that makes it unique, that makes it influential, right? Staffing and recruiting firms can do the exact same. You're taking a topic that your audience is asking, a question that your audience is asking, and you're providing your spin on that question.
For your employees on assignment, it could, safety isn't going away at all. It's going to change how we interact in the workplace, how we interact during onboarding, the hiring process, application process, etc. So a topic about safety could be, how is this going to evolve, right? It's not always going to probably be walk in, get a, thermometer stuck on your head, and see if that's well, what is really going to change to keep people safe in the workplace? Maybe take it that step further of sick pay or what type of hazard pay or, that, how will that evolve and which companies can stand out from the crowd with a safety topic. That was just one area off the top of my head that I don't think will change, but it's a challenge. Like Brad said, ESPN has sports highlights. So does Sports Illustrated. So does Fox. So does a number of different other media outlets. How does your take, your content creation, set you apart from the competition?
One area that I think we might be able to exhaust here is talking about how to work remotely, right? If we think about how we've all been working remote for 9+ months now, maybe we don't need to write about that topic in January, Matt. But what we can do is talk about how to engage your workforce, how to keep your workforce productive, how to keep your workforce engaged with your organization, with your brand, how to work productively 40 hours a week that might be scattered across 7 days instead of five. There's a ton of topics that we can talk on that revolve around working remote that aren't about, hey, make sure you have a computer at home or make sure you have a cell phone at home, right? You can get so much more in depth in thinking through how you can create a better atmosphere for your employees, how you can create a better culture for your employees, how you can create a better onboarding process for your employees. All of those topics are going to be great for 2021 because, Matt, frankly, I don't know when we're going to go back to the office.
Your pet peeve is going to come in segment two. Mine is in segment one here. The remote topics we see a lot. Yes, it's not changing, but the flip side of it is I can't trust my remote workers. Here's a content tip for you. Create the content plan that says, this is how you trust your remote workers in 2021. And the answer is KPIs, right? Show the KPIs that, hey, if you have a recruiter, how many calls do they need to make every day? How many placements? How many contact, you know, how many touch points do they need to have with the candidates? Set the KPIs because yes, you're not going to be able to see them in the office 40 hours a week, 5 days a week, right? You're going to be able to check in with them. You don't want to be able to have a surveillance camera on Zoom with them because it's going to hurt your culture. Like I've literally seen that in ASA Central, some companies talking about that. We need to have a Zoom camera of our team 40 hours a week because we don't trust them. Then you made a bad hire. And you need to have the KPIs in place. That's the content that's going to set you apart because managers and bosses are struggling with that. So how do you get that in place? Create the guide for them and they will find it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not your employee's fault that you don't trust them. It's your fault in theory, right? And if you don't have a scorecard or you don't have a benchmark that understands whether or not your team's productive, that's on you. And Matt, that's a great topic to talk on. And that's a great point to bring up on a blog. And I could see you on the recording here shaking your head thinking through this is, we've exhausted this, man. But you're right. It comes up in ASA Central. It comes up in different blog articles. How can I trust a remote workforce? Or how do I know my remote workforce is working 40 hours a week? Matt, frankly, man, maybe they don't have to. Maybe it's just about hitting those KPIs and being incredibly productive when they are working that gets you through where they need to be. I'm not here to tell you how to run your workforce. I'm here to talk about content marketing. When we think through content, though, it's how do you create articles that are captivating for your audience, that speak to their challenges, that speak to their pain points, so that you have, quite frankly, the best possible answer to a question when it's searched on Google.
And on top of that content, I think to wrap up the segment is the format of the content and distribution of the content, right? Don't just rely on written. Do you need to put together a video that you share on social or put on your website? Is it email marketing? Is it, you know, an ebook or white paper or some other type of infographic? And think about the different ways to distribute it. How can you reach your current clients, prospects, candidates, you know, email, social media, direct mail, any way you can reach them. So you have your really good topic, create it in different formats, distribute it to all of those different outlets, see what works, and then repeat.
Matt, I would love to see a staffing firm in 2021 embrace content in a sense of we're putting out weekly videos, we're doing a weekly podcast, we're doing weekly blogs, we're doing a weekly infographic. I would love to see that happen. And I frankly would love to work with them. But you need to start and you need to get started somewhere. So find what works best for you and your organization and then expand from there. But just as Matt's saying, it can't just be one form of content because your audience wants all forms of content. Double down on what works and then lean into those others. Matt, if one more platform creates their version of stories, I think I'm going to lose it. And Twitter just this past week came out with fleets. you know, fleeting thoughts that erase after 24 hours. Instagram has stories. Facebook has stories. Snapchat has stories. LinkedIn, for some reason, feels the need to have stories. Matt, we're like 3 months away from my email having stories. And I swear to you, if that happens, I will take my right fist and put it through my computer. I don't understand why every single social platform wants to be every single other social platform. Matt, that is the reason TikTok is doing so well right now, because they say this is what we're going to do and this is who we're going to be, and they lean into it. Everybody in the social media space wants to be everybody else. And you throw out all sorts of differentiation and why you need to be on a platform when all you're doing is copying the other platforms. I can't keep up. And I don't know that I want to keep up. I saw a tweet the other day. We need a tool that allows us to schedule one story to all of our stories. No, that's not how social media works. Social media is not and never will be a megaphone. Why are we now trying to blast one story to seven different platforms? Matt, I said I was going to lose it. I think I already did.
The reason this is happening, not you losing your mind, and it goes back
to a quarantine, man.
It goes back to the social media outlets wanting you to stay on there as long as possible. They're copying each other because, oh, hey, Instagram started stories. They're pretty cool on Instagram. Facebook started them because they're the same company, basically, right? At the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And it worked. It's okay. And then everyone else started to copy it. And it's like, it's just not very effective. And right. That's what they're trying to do and not embracing who they are. Like the social media outlets want people on there as much as possible. So Twitter started fleets, mm-hmm. and I checked out like five of them, mm-hmm. and everybody was mocking fleets, mm-hmm. and I stopped. And I really just got mad that it was taking up precious real estate on my screen. Thank you for making sure I got the bigger iPhone, Brad. And it just doesn't add value. It's kind of annoying, but we'll see what happens. So I think the real, you know, where we'll get back to this is leveraging that social media platform. You know, the one way is leverage that platform to what it does well and use that aspect of each platform, which is a tough challenge because I'm sure the social digital team at Haley Marketing is hearing, do I need to have all this content in all these different places because it exists? That's the only reason why that question is asked.
Stories for me are incredibly difficult, and I love social media. My screen time on my phone is through the roof. I'm always on my phone. I mean, Matt and working for Haley, helping the National Lacrosse League, doing a couple other things, you know that I'm always on my phone and I'm always checking social. For me, Brad Biley, the social media user, let's say I'm out when we can be, right? Let's say we're golfing, Matt, and I hit a monster drive and I want to take a picture of that and post it to a story. Which one do I pick? It's so difficult. Like they made it so hard, right? So then it's okay. Well, where's your audience? That's where you should post it. So for staffing firms, if we can bring this back to insights and actually not just having me rant into a microphone for 4 minutes and pretend like I people want to hear me do that, right? If we could bring this back to what does it mean for staffing and recruiting firms, you do not need to have a story on every single platform because every single platform has enabled stories. Think through where your audience is listening, where they're active, where they're engaging with you, and then consider what the tactics might be on that platform. You don't need to have a story on every single platform because your favorite sports team is doing that. They have small media agencies inside of these organizations that are fielding those platforms. Your staffing and recruiting firm needs to worry about business metrics, more applications, and more job orders. Can stories help you get that? Maybe. If your audience is active and listening when you speak in that story. If they're not, don't worry about it. Invest your resources somewhere else and lean into what you're seeing is working already.
That's a really good way to put it. It's wildly amazing on how many the stories exist on all these different platforms. And in this B2B, even B2C space, if you're going business to candidate. If you're going to use the stories feature of a LinkedIn, a Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, choose your platform here. Think about the content that would really work well there. You know, just saying your blog post is published probably isn't the right type of content there. It would be if you're at a lot, if you're somehow at a job fair or a site visit, or maybe showcasing, you know, new safety features, you know, something like that. That's the type of content you want to share on a stories, and you could build that relationship with your followers because you're adding value through content, etc. But just because there's 4 or 5 different outlets with stories doesn't mean you need that content everywhere. Really focus on what type of content works well. You know, look at other industries. That's what Brad and the digital team do all the time, right? He looks at works well in music, in sports, in entertainment, and thinks about, okay, take the step back. How does that work in staffing and recruiting? And we use that to help us build the right type of content on the right channel.
Matt, we went off here for a little bit, and I don't do that often on Insights, but I just can't see it anymore. And you know, when Twitter rolled out Fleets, no one saw it coming. And everyone all of a sudden was just like, hey, maybe we just get an edit button. So when I have a typo or I use the wrong version of there, I can go back and fix it so that I don't look like a weirdo. But now we have Fleets, we have stories. And you know, to wrap up the segment, Matt, I think what's most important for staffing and recruiting firms to understand is that with a given budget, with given resources, social media can be an incredible tool, but you need to leverage what's working best for you. You need to leverage what's working best for you in generating applications and job orders. What's working best for you in growing your employer brand. Use social media as a tool, but don't leverage every single part of social media because you see other organizations or other teams doing it or other bands doing it. Think through what's working for you, what you can honestly facilitate, lean into that, and use it to your advantage. Matt, you had a great topic that you wanted to talk about in segment 3 here. How can you show your team you're thankful for them this holiday season? Matt, as we approach Thanksgiving, as we enter the holiday season, it's a time of gratitude. It's a time of thanks, and it's a time really of reflecting and looking back on the year and looking back on the team that you're a part of. You know, Matt, how can you show your team you're thankful for them this holiday season? And maybe to start, why should we show our team we're thankful for them?
Besides being a good person, you know, we definitely want to think about, we want to share that thanks because you might not say it. It is an easy time of the year to do that. And it's something companies should aim to do throughout all 12 months of the year. But in the holiday season, you know, your internal employees, your employees on assignment may expect something to be coming, just like a heartfelt message or whatnot. So I think from a recruitment marketing angle, especially an employer branding angle, it showcases, you know, you're just taking some time to thank your team. And this year it's definitely more challenging than in past years. Like for example, at Haley Marketing last year, we got together as a team in our big kind of gathering area at our office. And we sat down for an hour, hour and a half and signed like over 1,000 thank you letters to our clients.
Like that was fun.
It was fun. That's not possible right now. So you have to think of different ways to thank your clients, right? This year we put together a blog from all of our teams, different ways, their greatest thank yous they can remember ever receiving. So you want to think of different ways you can share that content on your website, on your social media, and just display it, because not only is it helping your current employees, internal employees, employees on assignment, it's also going to show you're there for your team, help your recruitment marketing when people are looking for jobs, either it's in December or more than likely in January, when number of applications always tick up.
Matt, how awesome would it be if you reached out to a client and just said, hey, just want you to know I'm thankful for you. Want to thank you for your partnership this year. But instead of it being a quick email that is canned and pre-written, you just took out your iPhone, recorded a quick selfie video of you just saying, hey, Matt, just want you to know that I appreciate your business this year. Super appreciative. I can't wait to help you in 2021. Looking forward to helping you crush your goals next year. Anything I can do to help, let me know. And you take that, what yes, is personal in an email, and you just turn it up a small notch when you add in video or when you add in audio. When people can see you saying that message, it just adds so much more.
It does. And it's great ROI, because also when we want to share that video with, you know, dozens of clients or prospects, it's quick. If it's on your phone, if you can find a platform on your computer to do it through your webcam, 5-minute video, not even 5 minutes, probably for each one, right? You create a 30 to 60 second video, share a, you know, your heartfelt message, something that really speaks to your relationship with that client, and send, and it's done.
Yeah. And we have that great solution Video Now, Matt, where you can record with your webcam, brands the intro and outro with your company logos, send that right out to a client right in the dashboard. It really could be the perfect solution for a client in this situation.
The video would be a great way to create that connection with someone. Just think about, you know, you send a video to a recipient and, you know, that you says, Happy Thanksgiving. It's like, okay. And then they open it and it's a great, you know, short video to the point. It shows you took time out of your day to think of them, right? Really put some time into it. And that is awesome ROI for your clients, for your prospects, you know, maybe even your internal team. Doesn't be externally, you know, how can you have that reach out to different people so you can really show thanks for them during this holiday season when, you know, and some companies are still working together, some are working at home. So you have to find different ways to pivot and create that content to continue to foster that relationship with your team.
You know, this is kind of just my own logic here and the thought that I'm having as we're talking here, Matt, but my own behavior, if I get a handwritten note or I get a phone call or a video, that speaks to me. That hits you in that sort of stop you dead in your tracks type of moment. And you just kind of think to yourself, wow, they didn't have to do that. And then on the other side of that, there's the automated Happy Thanksgiving or I'm so thankful for you that gets sent out to a couple thousand people that could, if not written the right way, turn some people off. You know, it's not personalized. It's more generic. That to me, you know, could do more harm than good. You want to have a personal element to everything you do, especially now. Not to say that, you know, mass email can't help facilitate those messages, but you want to still have a personalized note in there. So, you know, Matt, to our point, I think it's adding in some sort of personalization. What can you do to make that message a little bit better? You know, how can you add that cherry on top of the sundae where if everything's good, how can you make it great? And Matt, you know, I appreciate bringing up the topic here. I think it's nice to reflect on as we look into Thanksgiving this year, as we go into the week and as we go into the Thanksgiving holiday season, you know, it's nice to reflect back on what we're thankful for. And I hope that you, the listener, you know, as you're listening to this, you're thinking, wow, this is a few things that I can do. You know, I could write a note. I could make a phone call. I could take a quick video and send it to a client or some candidates that I know I've placed that are, you know, now on assignment. So hopefully, you know, these are some really good tips for you. And Matt, anything else you want to add here, bud?
No, I think, you know, take that extra time, send out some, you know, a thank you card, which Brad has impressed on me over the years and something I do now for a lot of my new clients. And, you know, video will take it to the next level. So think about how you can leverage that and, you know, take some time out of your day, schedule it in your schedule because it's hard. It takes time away from other activities, but it'll make an impact on people. So I think it's a great way to showcase, you know, just continue to foster and nurture your relationship with your clients, your candidates, and your internal team too. Don't forget about them.
That's our show. And thank you for listening to another episode of Insights. If you found this episode valuable, we would love to know. You can message Matt or Brad on LinkedIn to share your thoughts. Have a question for us? You could tweet us at Haley Marketing and let us know what you're thinking, or email info@haleymarketing.com. And of course, if you need a hand with your marketing or recruitment marketing initiatives, we would love to help. You could check out haleymarketing.com to get in touch with our team of marketing educators. For my podcast partner, Matt Lozar, this is Brad Biley. We'll see you next time.